This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
You cannot ever please everyone, pero basta masaya ka, and you know you're attracting the right community, then that's where you're supposed to be in. Yun. So, if you're not for me, then don't follow me. Ganun lang. There's no one rule. But these are like the, in general, that can apply to whatever branding you want to achieve.
Mga Immortal, welcome to Underpaid with Stanley Chi, ang podcast na pro-employee para sa mga Immortal. Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. The Underpaid Podcast is ang podcast ng mga Immortal. Okay? Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon is content creation as a career. Kasi marami ngayon ang naghahanap ng side hustle, marami yung mga iba na layoff, iniisip nila paano sila kikita ng pera, or yung iba naman, while being an employee, they like to shoot videos. And ang guest natin ngayong episode ngayon, isang host, content creator, a podcaster, and a columnist. Tsaka ako na unang mag-a-announce. Kasama natin siya sa Podcast Network Asia, host ng Rise Up with Janina Chan. Okay, Miss Janina Chan.
Hi, hello everyone. Hello sa mga Immortal. Oh, diba? Did I say that right?
Oh,
and hi Stan, diba? Immortal na rin ba ako? Because I'm guesting here. An honor. So thank you so much for having me and hello sa lahat ng mga listeners.
Hello, Janina. Kwento mo muna sa amin. You're a full-time host. You're a content creator. Siyempre, nung una, may side hustle ka na iba. Paano mo minamanage yung time mo? As a host, content creator, Instagram celebrity, di ba?
Lahat na, iba-iba.
All around.
Kung anong nandyan tatanggapin. So I guess, let's go back na lang in general. Ano ba, paano ba nag-start tong lahat? Honestly, I knew na parang gusto ko talagang mag-host. I guess madaldal din ako. I guess parang in a way, this is also parang sa mga nakikinig na parang gustong i-pursue yun. Why not, di ba? So I started out in terms of, okay, ang dami. Wait lang. Okay, let's get back to the very beginning. I was a kiddie host talaga for Kids TV. And it started before when I was, ano pa, parang modeling as a kiddie model for Barbie. Because of that field, dun namin, we were introduced to the hosting field since it's parang tied together naman. Alam mo yung mga, oh, ito, nag-model ka, try mo naman mag-host. So That's how I became a kiddie host, not knowing that it could be such a fun, fruitful, and fulfilling career. And with that, parang I sort of just, there were opportunities na nandun. And tinanggap ko naman siya, try lang, diba? Ganun naman lagi yon. And then, from Kids TV, I couldn't be a kid forever naman. So I had an opportunity to be a junior journalist naman for Newswatch, which was on RPN9. So mm-hmm. I was there actually as a junior reporter, as a teen reporter, and a mainstay lifestyle reporter for 5 years then. Tumagal din, while I was still studying in high school and college, early college. So that was on RPN9. And for me, it felt like an extracurricular activity. And at the same time, parang ang saya na, nasa real world ka na rin.
And you get to meet a lot of people.
You meet so many people. I think that's really the best thing. Aside from the other people, parang, well, yeah, aside from, syempre, kumikita ka na rin at the same time. Pero ang maganda talaga dun is that you expand your network too. So at the same time, parang ayoko kasing mabore. That was me. I hate getting bored. Tas parang ang saya lang to just be kept engaged with all these activities outside school. So there was also an opportunity to do to be a radio jock, a junior jock on Magic. So in a way, ngayon podcasting na, diba? And also with UAAP naman, I was in college. Oh no, that was after college. I was not like a courtside reporter.
Nung school lang, ano ko.
Ateneo ako, pero nung nag UAAP na ako, basically it was for a show called Upfront. Sobrang bet talaga ni God. Parang inantan yung graduate ako to make sure. Alam na kasi niya, oh, busy ka na girl, tsaka ka na mag UAAP.
Upfront, tapos ngayon so, yung podcast mo, Rise
yes,
Up.
Kaya Rise Up naman. Yes. Oh my gosh. So yun, Upfront. Oh, nga, puro up na. Upfront at the UAAP. And naging parang nag-NCAA din kami. So that was after college. And then during parang nagka-Chinoy TV din. That was on ANC. So these opportunities, they don't just come knocking at your door then, diba? Sometimes you have to be engaged outside in the real world. Tsaka ka magkakaroon ng mga opportunities na ganyan. It's because of the people you meet also. And it's because of the quality and the work that you give. Yun din. So that's hosting. And when it comes to content creation naman, it was kind of there all along. You know how social media was there naman ever since. And I kind of just posted lang mga pictures ko, outfit pictures, you know, the usual. Hanggang ngayon, uso pa rin siya, di ba? So, yun, dinaanan ko yung mga, what do you call that? Parang I went through the phase na may mga filter-filter pa na medyo cringe na ngayon, yung may mga grid-grid pa.
Anong favorite filter na ginagamit mo noon?
Oh my gosh, noon. Hindi ko alam, Valencia, naalala ko. Oh my gosh, diba? Sobrang hindi na uso yan ngayon. Parang mas maganda na nga ngayon, raw and real. So, yun, parang I just kept posting and at the same time, I would also post about my work, which was primarily hosting. So parang that made sense to me to keep around. Kasi in a way, that was kind of like my online portfolio. So I kept posting on Instagram, Facebook, yung mga online platforms ko. And then nalalaman ko na lang na parang, oh, there was a demand for parang sponsored posts in a way, but also tied to my lifestyle. So it's like a win-win. It starts with getting free merch or free stuff, like free clothes. And then biglang magkakaroon ka na lang ng pitch or ng proposal na it's a paid campaign. So it actually, that's how it started as a kind of like another job or career, which now is so much more prevalent. I mean, hindi na ngayon stranger yung, hindi na ngayon different yung term na content creation sa atin. Mm-hmm. Alam na natin yan, di ba? But it's knowing how to monetize it more, which is, I guess, what I'm here for.
Paano mo minamanage yung time mo nung mga panahon na
you're
in school? Nagkaroon ka ba ng regular job sa office?
Parang, no.
Hindi mo na-try eh, no?
Yeah, na-try ko siya sa internship ko. And yung internship ko was ano pa for Fox Sports. So ano pa siya, parang ang saya na ng office talaga yun na yun. Na
sa
communication
BGC?
Office na siya. Yeah, sa doon. BGC. Pero even, I mean, I loved what I did and my boss there when I was an intern was so cool. Ang saya, pero parang hindi pa rin for me yun. Parang mas gusto ko yung hindi monotonous na laging nasa office. Gusto ko yung iba-iba palagi. Iba-iba na nakakausap ko. Iba-iba yung brands that I work with. It's so much more fun for me that way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so yun.
Hawak
in terms
mo
of
oras
managing,
mo?
Yeah, in terms of managing my time, yun. Hawak ko oras ko. Parang I never had like another manager. Ang joke naman sa house is that God is my manager and mom is my handler. God is my manager because kung anong dumating, yun ang minamanage namin ni handler, which is mommy. Mama Sally. So she's kind of like there helping and assisting me because it's also what she wants to do. And I think also parang mas ano lang eh, mas gets namin yung isa't isa. And I think at the same time, I know that she's always there for my best interest, which is very reassuring for me.
Yun ang secret weapon mo, si Mami. Si Mami Sally. Yun ang secret weapon ni kanina.
Yes, maraming nakakakilala na sa kanya because of me. So yun, minsan ang cute. Minsan pag nagpapadala ng gifts yung ibang agencies, it's for me and Mom. So kakatuwa lang. Aliw lang. Yun.
Ano yung mga tips mo para sa mga employees na who want to try content creation?
Okay.
Kasi so, diba, sa umpisa, at the start, hindi ka naman kikita kagad eh.
And then you have
to grow your followers. So, baka bigyan, pwede mo silang bigyan ng tips kung paano i-grow yung followers.
Okay.
Ano, paano kikita, anong gagawin nila pagka maniningil sila or mag-start.
Mommy Sally, you wanna guess? Joke. Kasi that's her, ano eh. Pero sige. So, in terms of that as a career, I think kailangan mo munang maging klaro kung parang ano yung vibe, ano na yung personality, ano na yung service that you're gonna be there for. Because at the end of the day, it's also not just you glorifying yourself as like a persona. It's not just you as an online persona, but you actually have to add value to whoever's listening to you. I think that's the main thing why content creators are becoming more, parang mas patok na siya ngayon, is because there's the real and authentic side to it na dapat talagang part siya ng life mo. Hindi yun talagang, yung kailangan, first of all, in line siya with who you are. Ito na yung papasok na dyan, yung personal branding. So knowing who you are, what you can offer. And I think, ang dami na ngayon na parang we want to do so many things. And I think it's good that you can offer a lot. But if you're a beginner at the start, it's good to have a niche muna. So, makita mo naman natin online na mas maraming iba't ibang pages dyan. May mga cooking pages, may mga baking, may mga pet pages, may mga gaming pages. So, ano ka ba? Are you fashion? Are you a mommy blogger, di ba? Are you mas ganun ka ba? Are you a tito vlogger? Yung iba binabrand nila, di ba?
Kung sino ka, yun yung parang branding mo. Kung sino ka. Your own branding eh.
Exactly. Kasi mahirap na, tsaka make sure na hindi ka mapapagod sa branding na yun. Kasi kapag, diba, parang what if it's just a mask? Nakakapagod yun pag mask.
It has to
be kung sino ka talaga. So, yun. Sometimes, it can be easier said than done. Kasi syempre, ang dami natin nakikita online. Tapos parang ang daling mag-compare na parang, gusto ko maging parang siya. Okay lang magka-pegs. I think that's also one of the first few tips I'm gonna give you. So, know your branding, number one. Number two, you can find inspiration, but still, make it authentic to who you are. Babalik pa rin yan ang babalik sa, okay, for example, me, and sino ba yung mga pegs ko as a host? Sino ba yung pegs ko in terms of the aesthetics sa feed, diba? Sa IG feed. Gusto ko yung feed niya, parang ang linis. So, pwede kang kumuha ng inspiration from all that, pero gawin mo pa rin ikaw. Diba? Kahit pa paano, magiging iba pa rin yun kasi ikaw yung gagawa. So, yun, branding, be authentic with your branding, it's okay to get inspiration, and number three, be consistent. So, in order to build a more strong brand na people would respect more, is being a responsible content creator who is also consistent. So, hindi lang yung parang nakakuha ka ng product tapos gusto mong, di ba, syempre, in a way, portfolio mo na yan, yung IG feed mo. In a way, that's kind of like your online calling card now. So, be very careful with the things that you post, because what you post is kind of what you will be attracting. So, for example, ano bang for example?
Sige.
There are some, as in, it's so specific ha, yung mga niches na nakakatuwa, na mabilis silang mag-grow, it's because specific sila sa niche nila. I think there's one girl that I follow na from another country, and she's always posting these pictures with her dog, tapos sobrang cute lang. So, laging ganun lang with the dog and her, and I think she loves it too. So, it's just so like real and genuine.
Branding niya is, kasama niya lagi yung aso
niya. Yeah, yun yung branding niya eh. So, lagi siyang may sponsorships para sa aso niya. Lagi siyang may mga outfits for her and her dog. Parang ganun. So, ano ba yung gusto mong i-attract also? So, kung gusto mo kung magaling ka magluto, tapos gusto mo in the future na parang, di ba, na parang master chef ka, parang yun yung ano mo, branding mo, edi keep posting mga cooking content, di ba? And maybe you can purchase you know, parang in a way, investment na rin yun, na parang the things you post are quality para makita ng ibang brands na ay quality rin pala yung mga pinapost niya. Try natin
okay siya. Okay pala. Rin. Talagang hindi sinubukan yung, niya yung binili niyang gamit.
Oo, sinubukan niya talaga yung binili niyang gamit. Tsaka syempre, kung yung market na rin, yung marketing na rin, ano ka ba, gusto mo ba mas pangmasa? Meaning, dapat relatable siya sa ganong klaseng economic bracket. Mm-hmm. Yung affordable na mga gamit, affordable pero may value. Eh kung gusto mo naman mas high-end, edi dapat you do your research din na parang alam mo ba kung sino tong mga fashion designers na to, hindi lang yung porket naka ano ka naka LV ka or something, parang eh alam mo ba talaga yung, di ba, yung history behind that, na parang alam mo yun, you have to, lahat ng field may pagod, it may seem glamorous but may trabaho din talaga siya, you have to do your research too and be responsible. So yun, be consistent and be responsible, and yun, I think that's the main three na keep posting. You can also make use of, umiiba kasi siya though, yung mga hashtags na ganyan, di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang just to be more discoverable. So use those mga hashtags and then maybe tag other brands, but don't be a spammer naman, di ba?
If you tag other brands naman, like,
yeah.
If you tag other brands, huwag naman sa lahat ng ano, kahit walang, kahit hindi mo gamit yung ano, yung product na, huwag naman ganun.
Tinag mo lang para magpapansin. Oh. Parang, oh, that's so annoying. Why? Huwag ganun. Tsaka yun.
Kanyari, so, para if you really use, kanyari, itong brand ng ano, brand ng damit, yun, itatag mo, okay lang. Para at least,
yes, yes.
Ginagamit nga ni Janina yung ano, yes, yung ganitong exactly. brand, and ito yung mga sinusupport niya, ganun.
Yes, yes.
This is all pang Instagram. Yung sa mga stories, yeah. Sa mga Instagram stories, yeah. Gaano kakadalas mag-post ang Instagram stories versus dun sa Instagram na feed talaga?
For stories, I think a good amount would be okay. Actually, you know, just don't be super pressured. Pero I think it's good to always, kasi stories are there na parang people see a more, kasi parang iba nga na pag nasa feed, feeling nila in a way medyo filtered pa ng konti. Stories are really supposed to be more real and raw, not unless that's also your branding na sobrang artsy. So then again, it's gonna be up to you and paninindigan mo dapat yun. So if you're more parang, if you're more madaldal sa IG stories, na talagang yung ibang nakikita kong friends ko, talagang nag-uusap sila, parang live, pero hindi, na tuloy-tuloy, tapos parang pag nanonood ka, ay parang kinakausap niya ako. So yun, natutuwa rin mga tao dun, kasi parang, you know, you're more approachable, you're more relatable. Mm-hmm. Pero yung iba naman na mas pa-art, na mas pa-model, kasi ang dami na ngayon din mga ganun Instagram
yes,
models.
Yes, parang shadong fake.
Oo. Well, you know what? Kanya-kanya. Kasi for them, maybe. For them, maybe it works because their fans or their followers find it mysterious. So, up to you pa rin. If you wanna be ganyan, maybe others, you know, you can't please everyone. Maybe for you, for Stan, para sa kanya, fake. Pero para sa, edi, okay lang. That's not your cup of tea. So, don't follow that creator. Pero for other people, mga artsy crowd, gusto nila yan. So, yun, gusto nila yan. Ayaw nila ng maingay. Yung iba, ayaw nila ng masyadong maingay. So, kanya-kanya. You know what? You cannot ever please everyone. Pero basta masaya ka, mm-mm, and you know you're attracting the right community, then that's where you're supposed to be in. Yun. So, if you're not for me, then don't follow me. Ganun lang. There's no one rule to it. But these are like the, in general, that can apply to whatever branding you want to achieve. I think that will, you know, the branding, the being responsible also, and being inspired. And number three is the consistency.
There may come a day when you will have to let things slide. Like when your office mate Dan, who said he was too busy to help you with work. Just uploaded a new vlog.
Ooh, I'm following you. You're good.
Wanna see how good?
There may come a day when you just have to pretend everything's okay. Because Dan volunteered you to take the minutes of a 4-hour-long meeting.
So to start the meeting.
You the man.
While he has lunch with the secretary.
Later, dude.
Whatever.
There may come a day when you will just have to suck it all in. Like when he offers to give the boss your report.
I'm on my way there anyway.
And tells the boss he did it. All 100 pages of it.
Great work, Dan.
Wait, what?
Just doing my job.
There may come a day when you will just have to take it all in. Like when he tells your biggest Japanese client that the Zen garden, that one that took you a month to make,
Subarashi! Very, very good, though.
Was his labor of love.
Just another day in the office, right, buddy?
Whoa, dirty son of a bitch!
There may come a day when you will realize that your office mate, Dan, is full of shit. But there will never be a day when you have to smell actual shit. Messy Bessie, be poo light spray. Because we know you're dealing with too much shit already.
How would you build your community? Pinag-uusapan natin dito, IG, di ba?
Yeah.
And sa YouTube, sa Facebook, you have your own community. Paano mo sila pinapadami, pinapalaki?
I guess you could always add value, I think, at the end of the day. Ang dami dyan na parang wala naman silang pakialam sa aesthetics, di ba? Pero yes, nag-grow sila dahil may kwenta yung mga pinapost nila.
Baga parang...
May silbi.
Iisipin nila, pag pinalo ko tong taong to, anong mapapala ako?
Exactly. Anong mapapala ako? Yun. So, yun. For me, I think a lot of my followers, for example, I think talaga nag-start yun with, ano lang talaga, as simple as outfits. Natutuwa lang sila with what I'm wearing. And you know how fashion can be very empowering. Parang feeling nila, nakakatuwa, parang gusto ko tong gayahin na outfit. Tapos parang yun, masaya na siya. And then, hanggat sa alam nila na branding ko, in a way, naging branding ko na yung maging host, laging nag-host, natutuwa rin sila. A lot of my followers follow me because of that, because they also want that kind of career in the media or new media. So they follow me just to, I guess, follow my career and how it's going. And I've been posting a lot of mga devotional posts, and especially with the pandemic, it's taking a toll on our mental health. And I think parang being more spiritual also, and prayers really do work, and it's so heartwarming to know that a lot of my followers love that and appreciate that, and it just makes it more interesting na parang, oh, it's so nice, they're not just here for the fashion or the aesthetics, but they're here for everything. They're here for my heart. They're here for me, my persona and my personality. And if there are days that I don't feel like posting, they're still gonna be there. Alam mo yon? At the end of the day, content creators are also human, and I think that's what makes it more interesting too. It's the relatability.
Mm. So, kailangan be authentic, be consistent.
Just be you. Kung mahirap, minsan parang ano ba? Para maging be me. You know how? Kung saan ka masaya, kung saan mo hindi pinipilit, alam mo yun, that's you talaga.
May mga iba woke up like this pero naka-makeup eh.
Yeah, or naka-filter. Or kung gagawin mo yun, sulit mo sa baba, joke lang. Ganon, para naman may ano. Di ba? Natutuwa ng mga tao. Kasi alam naman natin sa IG especially, mahilig sila sa mga, basta gusto nila maganda, mas glossy dun eh. Mas paglam sa IG. And yun, minsan ako rin napapressure kasi parang, oh, paano na yan? Lagi na akong glam. Gugustuhin niyo pa ba ako pag wala na akong glam? Pero yun, minsan nagpo-post naman din ako na walang makeup. Tapos nagugulat ako na, parang you know me, as a woman, sometimes I'm insecure din na feeling ko pag wala akong makeup, feeling ko pangit ako. Di ba yung mga ganun, ano? Pero minsan yung mga followers ko pala, mas gusto nila na wala akong makeup. So yun, parang, ganun pala. So try lang, trial and error, and then see what your audience is like. But at the same time, don't do it just because of them. Diba? Do it for you too. Yun.
So yun, ganda. How about naman sa YouTube tsaka sa Facebook? Magkaiba yun eh, diba?
Okay.
Iba yung nagpa-follow sa'yo sa IG, iba yung
nagpa-follow sa Facebook. I know. Oh my gosh. Well, in my observation, sabay ka nun, because to be honest, I'm also learning it too with YouTube. For example, kung malakas ako in a way sa IG, mas alam ko na sa IG, hindi ko pa rin sila all the time mapapa-watch sa mga YouTube videos ko. Kasi iba yung habits eh. There are certain people who are more mas YouTube na hindi masyadong nasa Instagram. And yung mga nasa Instagram, hindi masyadong nanonood ng vlog. Ako, to be honest, mas Netflix kasi ako. So, minsan lang din ako nanonood ng vlog. So, kung ako, as a vlogger, parang, alam mo yun, parang, so ano ba talaga? So, you know, I tend not to pressure myself in terms of that. Especially now with the pandemic, na parang kapit lang, as long as may ginagawa ka, di ba? Pero for those who wanna do more and expand that more, I'm also part of actually... parang they're helping me also with my YouTube. And they always tell me na you really
you're part
to be,
of a multi-channel network.
Yeah, multi-channel network also. So, I know, minsan na, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to post
They're the one helping you out.
Well, kind of.
MCN mo? Sino MCN mo?
My MCN now is Any Mind. Something, yeah, Any Mind. Okay. So, yeah. Pero anyway, so they're just helping me. Like, sometimes they would message me on Viber na, okay, here, ano, mag-post ka. You can do About Women's Month. Ganon. Pero minsan, ayun, I have to parang post more in terms of consistency because I think that's really, really important too. But with YouTube kasi, it really takes so much time. So kung gusto mo may vlogger, I don't know how other people like post so much. I think it's really just the discipline. Uh-oh. But I also still host kasi. So I still host for online stuff. And that also takes time because set up kind of stuff and the podcast and the IG. It also takes up a lot of my time. So right now, what I do is whenever I can, I still post on YouTube. But in terms of best practices, you really have to post every week at least. And no, you know, same kind of in terms of branding, what you want to attract. So if you want mostly fashion, then keep posting fashion. And what will give and add value to other people's lives? Like yung mga hauls in terms of fashion na. Uh-oh. Mga haul or kung mas ano ka ba, are you there as like a life coach type? Pero syempre, do it responsibly. Dapat mas maganda, may license ka para legit. Kaya diba yung ibang mga doctors doctors on YouTube with the whole pandemic, it's been very valuable and they've been getting lots of subscribers because there's a need for it. So I think, what do people want? That's what you produce. And I think also, napapansin ko with my other friends who have been growing their YouTube more, it's good for their engagement then, for their other sites. Because, okay. Shepard, like the consistency of talking to an audience every week, it's as if they know you more. So, maganda okay. Yun. Magandang
add-on. Nasa TikTok ka ba?
Nasa TikTok din ako. Yun, I'm also growing that.
Ano ginagawa mo sa TikTok?
Lifestyle stuff din. So, minsan nagpo-post ako like about like a fashion mask that I have. Parang, and then I talk about, or maybe the places I've gone to, syempre before the stricter lockdowns. Like yung mga dining lang with safety protocols. You can visit this, you can visit that. Or even just my mga stuff na nakukuha ko. I got my new, parang these new pair of shoes with these charms. And then, natutuwa rin sila. Parang they're like, drop the shop link. Ganon. They want to know.
So you earn via the affiliate links then?
Yes. Yes.
Because so that's one way to, ano, that's one way to earn when you're a content creator.
Yes.
Ito na yung mga inaabangan ng mga immortal. Paano ka kikita as a content creator?
Okay. So with that, I can only speak for my experience. So in terms of my experience, people would just really approach you. They would message you. They would DM you. But please be aware of scammers. Or, grabe, oh my gosh, may certain, I don't want to super mention it anymore, pero nagkaroon ng scandal na parang ginamit nila yung logo ng isang company. Tapos sinabi na, oh, we're having auditions for new content creators. Pero we need to see your pictures. So profile pictures, pero we also need to see your pictures na naka-underwear, ha? Yeah. So may mga friends ako na nakatanggap ng ganun. Akala nila legit, tapos nagbigay na sila ng picture. Mm. Tapos lumabas, nagka-statement yung brand na legit na we've been hearing, yun na nga, ayun na, we've been hearing that there is this parang another account that has been posing as us and we're very sorry, but please be aware that this is not us. So yun, oh my gosh, so sorry na lang yung mga nagbigay ng picture, di ba? Nakakaloka. So, ang dami na ngayong mga scammers. So, please do your research muna. Baka mamaya yung, ano na yan, yung company na yan, hindi legit. Baka mamaya bibigyan ka ng trabaho, mag-post ka nito, pero kinain lang niya yung pera, hindi ka naman mababayaran. And that's where the contracts come in. So, you have to be very, you know, grabe, nagulat siguro yung iba. May mga kontrata pa pala to.
May kontrata yan, oo. And may number of posts yan, di ba?
Yes, may number of posts, minsan may brief pa. Pero that doesn't make your post any less authentic because the brief is only there as a guide. Kasi syempre, you're working with a brand. And you also have to be responsible with how you're going to present the brand through your channel or through your platform. So the brand is there as a guide, but you can still make it super authentic. And then, in terms of payment, and of course, that will increase based on the number of not just your followers, but the number of your engagement then. Kung gaano ka real yung mga nagme-message dyan, nagko-comment, and also makikita nila, yung iba may links talaga, mga ibang swipe-up links, nasa-track nila kung ilan talaga yung bumili. So, it's so cool how modern technology has done all that for us. So, at least we have more options of earning an honest living.
Ayun.
Creatively also.
Pero at first, syempre, magtsatsaga ka muna, i-build mo muna yung subscribers mo, yung followers mo, di ba?
Sobrang dami ng content creators. So how will you differentiate, di ba?
So importante. Lang. Importante yung branding, yung you add value, tapos yung you're consistent. Talagang ano yan eh. Goes, ano, yung magka-partner yung mga yan.
Yes.
Consistency, branding, authentic. Tapos ano pa ba yung you have to be responsible. Wag naman yung gagawa ka ng pranks tapos irresponsible pag titripan mo yung
Ayun, oh my gosh.
Huwag ganun na.
Yes, and yun pa, and like the moral code. Sometimes people forget because, okay, iba pa yung vanity likes, ha? So, alam mo yung vanity likes? I mean, ang dami kong friends din, ha? Na parang, I'm just, real talk lang, na, for example, especially for the women out there, just, paano ba, be careful. I mean, know what you're going into. Alam natin na, yes, women empowerment, it's great to like, pose parang sexy. But that's fine if that's your branding. Pero just be aware that other brands are not keen pag sobrang pa-sexy. So yun na lang. Just take that into consideration na yung mga brands na ma-attract mo, baka mas ganun. mas adult.
Yeah, mas may adult. Mga conservative, ano eh. Mas conservative yung brands, no?
So,
especially,
minsan,
ano, ngayon.
Oo, especially now. Syempre parang, and also know that don't be, ano ba? One thing that I wanna share to you guys, huwag kayong ma-discourage by the number of likes and followers because now the power of nano-influencers are becoming more seen by brands also because they know that you have a really real community na hindi fake. Because, you know, anyone can be an influencer or a content creator as long as you post about something you're passionate about. And yeah, and it inspires someone. That's already creating something and posting it. That's content. So be careful with the content you post because that's already going to be a part of your digital footprint. And here online, pag magsisisi ka, mahirap na. Minsan, dumadoble na yung kopya dyan, di ba?
So, parang ba't ko ba pinost to? Eh, naku, kumalat na.
Kumalat na. Parang hindi pala siya nakakaganda. Akala ko lang. I know this whole like social media, there's this instant gratification, but don't get caught up in that. I know sometimes it's so easy na may mga joke nga kami within like my friends, even the guys and the girls, ha? Guys and girls, parang, ay, mababa yung likes from this post. Ano nang gagawin ko for the next post? Ah, alam na natin yan. Parang, I mean, kanya-kanya. I mean, no, ano, I love my friends and kung ano man yung gusto nila. Pero nagja-joke sila na yan. Mag-ubadera post na tayo after. Pero just, I mean, okay lang. I'm all for that. Basta body positivity, okay na ako dyan. Basta panindigan niyo. Pero just make sure na at the end of the day, may vanity likes, which is parang, you know, you like it because, you know, syempre, nagpakita ka ng katawan. And may ibang likes na talagang they like you because they also like the what you're talking about, di ba? And the...
kung sino
whatever.
Ka.
Yeah, kung sino ka.
Nakarelate sino sa'yo, di ba?
Yeah. So just know na may ganyan din.
Okay. Ayan. So mga immortal, kung kayo eh gusto nyong pumasok sa content creation, ito na yung mga tips na binigay ni Miss Janina Chan. Pero let's talk about Rise Up with Janina Chan. You're now a member of, a part of Podcast Network Asia. Yeah. Welcome, welcome sa
Thank you so much. Salamat.
Let's talk about your podcast. Ano mga pinag-uusapan mo rito?
Okay. Well, actually, Rise Up, we gave birth to the podcast last year with the pandemic amidst all of that. And actually that was the theme because this is also produced by Chinoy TV, which is my show. It aired on ANC, but now we're focusing on this podcast for now until things go back to normal. Hopefully makabalik tayo sa TV, pero ngayon podcast muna. And that was the theme, our overall theme last year, even for the pageants that they produced because sila din yung responsible sa Mr. Miss Chinatown. And the theme there was Rise Up. So,
umangat ka.
So parang naisip ng producers namin, sina Mish, sina Aya Alvin na parang, it would be nice na yun na rin yung theme ng podcast natin. Mm-hmm. So, sila na nagsabi, sige, let's call it Rise Up with Janina Chan. Yun. And then, biglang nagka-logo na lang, and then now we're on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, and we've been talking about exactly what the title suggests, topics that allow us to be inspired. So it's all about rebuilding the community despite the uncertainties of life. It's all about drawing inspiration, and it's all about providing each other strength, the extra strength that we need so we can all be empowered. So yeah. RISE, rebuild, inspire, strengthen, and empower. Yun yung mission, vision
natin. May ano pala yan, ha? May acronym pala yan. Ha?
Yes, may acronym. Siyempre, paulit-ulit ko ito nire-record, so naka-embed na sa utak ko.
Ano, pakinggan natin if you wanna be inspired. Tsaka ano, yes, sabay-sabay please. Tayong bumangon.
Hindi tama.
Yung bumangon yan, yan. Rise up.
Tama, tama.
Parang gumising kayo, kayo masyadong tutulog-tulog sa kama.
Oo, tsaka nakakahawa yun ah. I mean, parang the more, di ba may term na, parang energy begets energy. So, ganun din yun pag tamad. Tamad, bagets. Ano bang bagets? Hindi lang yan baget na pagkain. No, ang ibig nang sabihin is parang the more you are lazy, the more tatama rin ka. And I know we've all been taking a break. Parang kanina nga lang nakita ko online, nag-share mga friends ko, may term na pandemic wall. Parang burnout. It's like the burnout we feel because of the pandemic. Kasi parang, oh my gosh, wala nang nangyayari.
Pandemic ano? Pandemic?
Pandemic wall. We've hit the wall. Pandemic wall. Yeah. Oh my gosh, parang we're stuck. It feels like we're stuck. And it's so frustrating. And especially now na parang dumadami na yung cases. And even, may mga kilala na tayo na nagkaka-COVID, di ba?
Yes,
and nakakatakot talaga.
Nakakatakot.
So parang nakaka-depress, nakakatakot. Mm. Parang gusto mo na lang matulog. At parang, oh my gosh, wake me up when this is over, di ba? Pero no, we have to rise up to the occasion. Mm-hmm. And kung kailangan natin maging annoying cheerleader para lang bumangon tayo, mm-hmm. let's do it. Mag-exercise tayo tuwing umaga. Makinig tayo sa podcast habang nag-exercise.
Okay.
Sa podcast naming dalawa. And yun, kaya, kapit, kapit.
Okay, Janina, sa kanila pwedeng i-follow sa social media.
Mm-hmm. So, it's just my name, yeah? Mm-hmm. At Janina Chan with two E's.
Yun. Okay.
IG and everywhere else.
Yeah, kita niyan mga immortal ha, sabi ni Janina. Lahat tayo mag-rise up at supportahan natin yung podcast niya. Lahat kami nasa isang ano lang network. The Underpaid Yay. Podcast or Underpaid Sanity is produced by Podcast Network Asia, and may mga affiliate links kami sa description ng podcast na ito. So paki-click na lang so you can avail yung mga products na nire-recommend namin. Pati si Janina may ganun din. Di ba may affiliate links din ng ano?
Yes, yes.
Member kami pareho ng Podmetrics. And if you wanna get an account sa Podmetrics kasi gusto nyo makita yung metrics ng inyong podcast, please use the promo code underpaid na all caps. Tapos may mga promo codes din kami dyan para sa inyong lahat. Okay?
Okay. So, akala paano ba yan? You mean ano? Underpaid na all? Lahat underpaid, wag naman na. Underpaid na all caps.
All caps.
And dumalabas na yung kulit ko. Tagal ko nang ginakapag ano, chika with a friend.
Yun. So, eto. Follow us on social media, the Underpaid Podcast, as Facebook and Instagram. Tapos ako, may personal social media accounts ako. Please follow me and Janina. Okay?
Yes, thank
paano
you so
ba
much.
Yan, mga immortal? ang dami nyo naman natutunan sa amin. Pero,
sana. Kung may follow
makinig
up,
lang kayo. Makinig lang kayo sa amin. Janina, sana maulit tong guesting mo ha. Maraming salamat.
Yes, sana maulit. Oo. Let me know lang.
Mm-mm. Ayun. So mga immortal, kita-kits tayo or sa next episode. Makinig lang kayo palagi dahil meron kaming pakulo na gagawin etong darating na May 1. Okay? May mga special guest akong imbitahan para sa inyo dahil ano, Labor Day para sa mga immortal.
Nice.
Okay? I'm Stanley Chi. For Ms. Janina Chan, and this is the Underpaid Podcast.
Okay, thank you so much. You. Bye.
Bye. And that's another episode of Underpaid with Stanley Chi. Hit that follow button to get updated with our new episodes. Follow us at our socials at the Underpaid Podcast. Kita kits, mga immortal.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.